Subject, thank you, Carla. Mother gone wild. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 30-year-old single parent, and my mother is currently residing with me. The problem is the time frame. It has been 9 years. At first, I told myself that I needed to help her because she was with my stepfather, who is abusive. I have an older brother that doesn't want anything to do with her, and he has his reasons not to. My mother is almost 60, and she finally got away from my stepfather, and I was there to pick up the pieces. Well, since then, I have been trying to help her, but now I just feel used. She doesn't help me with bills in the house, and she uses my vehicle whenever she feels like it and comes back days later. She goes out at least 3 times a week, maybe more. I have furnished an apartment for her that she doesn't even stay in, and her excuse is, I don't have transportation. It has gotten to the point where she has washed one of her homeless boyfriend's clothes at my house. That was the last straw. I love my mother dearly, and all I want is to see her do well like she was before she got involved with my stepfather. I know that we should honor our parents, but what should I do? Signed, a caring daughter. And you are a very caring daughter. And yes, the Bible says we should honor our parents, that our days will be long on earth. Well, guess what? You are doing that, and you have been doing that for 9 years consistently. You've been taking care of your mother. Now, it's nothing wrong with that. It is nothing wrong with, like you say, picking up the pieces, especially if she was in an abusive relationship with your stepfather. But at some point, it seems to me that your mom would want to be out on her own, have her own apartment and all of that. But she's been with you for 9 years, and now you say you've been used, and she washed her homeless man's clothing in your house and all that, and that was the last straw. So, what should you do? A caring daughter. You've gotten your mother an apartment. Well, can you get the money back on, you know, what you're paying on the apartment, and maybe get some money together to get her a car or something? It seems like that's the issue. That's one of the main issues, I should say. She takes your car and is gone. Yeah, I think your mom is taking you for granted and being a little disrespectful here. I really absolutely do. It's sad that your mom is doing that to you because, you know, she should be setting the example at 60. So I say, you know, she has an apartment. You got that. Now it's time to work on getting her a car. Is she working or something? You didn't say that in the letter, but it doesn't sound like it. But yeah, you are being used. It's really sad. You need to sit your mother down, have a serious conversation with her. It's time, Mom. It's been 9 years. What are you going to do? It's time to have that conversation. All right?
That ain't the problem.
What is the problem, Steve?
You done had some homeless man's clothes washed at your house.
The last straw.
You gonna have to burn that washing machine. Listen to me. Whatever she washed them clothes in, get it removed from your house as soon as possible. Burn the washing machine. Chisel the porcelain out the bathtub. Replace the sink.
Chisel.
And blowtorch them faucets. It's some germs on them damn clothes that you are not familiar with. You're going to mess around and have fleas. Just put on somebody's pants and you don't know you got them on. And see, once you find out, if you don't just start itching automatically. Somebody homeless, if a homeless man's pants and drawers has been washed in your house, I suggest put the house up for sale.
The whole house?
The whole damn house.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.